Holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Are you dominated?
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We have a great lesson today. We're going to talk about this thing, being dominated. We talked about it yesterday on, you know, the power of sin trying to take over our lives and how God ended the power of sin over our lives. And so now we don't have to fall into sin because of the power is pushing. You know, how we were talking about how you would hear a don't lie commandment from God, and then you just immediately want to lie and you go out and lie, right? When you just heard him say don't lie, you read it or you heard him say it, you know he said it, and your body just wants to lie, you know. Or he'll say respect your parents or something like that, and you hear it, and then your body just wants to go right out and disrespect your parents. I mean, that's the power of sin, man. Power of sin. Yeah, it's just a power that dominates you. If you don't follow after God, you know, if you're not led by the Holy Ghost, you know, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to fight or trying to get people to change when they're really dominated by the power of sin because they don't want to follow what God says. And simply, like I tell you, if you just believe that your sins have been forgiven, you'll act upon that. You'll begin to start to change. And once you start to change, you'll start wanting to follow what the Spirit says. And then all of a sudden, you know, the power of sin don't have any more control over you. You can say no to that stuff you just say yes to all the time, you know. And it's a process, sure, you know. Like we mentioned Paul, he was talking about those very things I say I don't want to do and I know I shouldn't do, but I do them, and it's the power of sin in me. I don't want to do them, but I do them. And so it's the same thing. A lot of people out here are doing a lot of sinful things that they don't want to do. They don't want to do them. They know it's wrong, but they don't want to do them. But because the power of sin hadn't been broken in their life, they hadn't began to follow after the Spirit. See, God already put an end to the control of the power of the sin or of sin. But if we don't believe him and we don't walk in that, we'll still be under the power of sin. We'll be dominated by it. Watch this. We're going to read this today. And listen, today's still a great day, regardless of what kind of domination is going on in your life, regardless of what sin you're in. Today's still a good day, and it's still enough time to change. You can change today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can change today. You can turn yourself towards the Lord and keep walking. And that's what you can do. You don't have to sit there and be bound forever in sin and then mess around and go to the hot place. They call it hell. They call it Hades, whatever you want to call it. It's not going to be comfortable there. And so because God has already made a way for us, it's best we just, you know, walk into it. Just walk into it, man. Don't sit there and don't sit there and do nothing and really look interesting later in the heat. You know, we're trying to stay away from the heat, you know, and it's so easy sometimes to get caught up in sin. But listen, God has already made a way for us to get out. Now, we're going to go on over to, let's see, Romans 8 and 5. Romans 8 and 5. Got my southern twang on. Here we go. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. So do you think about sinful things all the time? Just ask yourself. Don't listen. If you're sitting in the car with somebody, just keep looking forward. Don't give them any leeway into what you're thinking, and don't answer it in front of them. Just answer it to yourself. Do you sit around thinking about sinful things all the time? Well, according to this verse, you might be dominated by the sinful nature. You know, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. I don't know if it's a 24-hour thing that you're thinking about things that please the Holy Spirit. I'm sure that you could. I don't know if it's an hour or 2 hours, whatever it is, but you're thinking on the things that please the Spirit. Because, see, the Spirit is there helping. It helps us to fight against our sinful nature. You know, our flesh always fights against the Spirit. Always. That's why we got to kind of pay attention to what we watch and the mindset that we use when we watch certain things. We have to really be careful, because if you're not careful, you could get into some things that really are bad. And you think about those things. And then when you try to think about the things that the Holy Spirit gives you or that pleases the Holy Ghost, it'd be next impossible, because you're always thinking on the sinful thing. You see it? Verse number 6. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. Letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. Remember, that was the thing up further where it talks about there's a sin that leads to death or whatever. The thing that controls your mind, it says right here. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. So you can either let your sinful nature lead you to death, or you can follow the Spirit and be under control of the Holy Ghost and go to life. So, in other words, the devil don't lead you anywhere. See, your sinful nature is the thing that leads you to death, not the devil. Your sinful nature, my sinful nature, that's what'll lead us to death. That'll lead me to death. You hear that? So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. I'm pausing for you to really get the effect of this, because this is something that we skate over. You know, we talk about there's no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus, who are called to the purpose and all this other, but we forget the part of, you know, we're not walking after the flesh, we're walking after the Spirit. You know, we forget that part. And it's easy to forget that part because we don't want that part. You know, we want to live the sinful nature, acknowledge God, and keep on moving. But we can't let the sinful nature control us and control our minds, because that'll lead us to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. Verse number 7. For the sinful nature is always hostile to God. The sinful nature is always, not sometimes, not 10% of the time, not 2% of the time. It says always hostile to God. It never did obey God's law, and it never will. The sinful nature. It didn't obey God's law. It's not going to do that. It's not going to love one another. It's not going to do that. That sinful nature will cut you down. It'll lead you to death. The sinful nature wants you to hate me. The sinful nature wants me to hate you. See, that's why we can't get along in the office. That's why we can't get along as colleagues. That's why we can't get along as family. Because the sinful nature is hostile to God. It never did obey God's laws, and it never will. It don't want me to help you. See, God's laws was all about treating people right. Loving God and treating people right. That's all God's laws were. And we can't even do that because of the sinful nature. But God put an end to that sinful nature. He put an end to it. He put an end to it to where it will no longer control us. What was it in verse number three? The law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent his son in his own body that looks like us, you know, like sinners have. He sent his son. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us. That body represents that. God put an end. That body of Jesus put an end to the sinful nature controlling us. Verse number seven again. For the sinful nature it's always hostile to God. It's always hostile to God. It's always hostile. It never will obey God's law. It won't do God's will. That's why we can't give in to our sinful flesh, because it'll turn on us. Verse number eight. That's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature cannot please God. They can never please God because they're still under their sinful nature. Can't please him. You just can't. You want to, but you can't. Sins have been forgiven. He already put an end to the control of the sinful nature over your life. He already put an end to it. But if you don't want it to end, you'll hear what God says and go totally against it. Let that sinful nature take over, because it will never. As good as you think you are and as good as I think I am, we will never obey God's will in this sinful nature. So that's why he gave us the Holy Ghost to help us. Oh, it got serious in here. Do you feel that? It got serious. Really? Listen, we're talking on this radio broadcast and on this podcast, and it got real serious real quick. It got real serious. Those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please God. We got work to do, saints. We got work to do.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.